Benson Theatre has identified its key role in the community by providing an affordable and accessible space. The theatre is an inclusive gathering place where diverse communities in Omaha can connect through artistic experiences, providing a resource for local nonprofits and artists to educate and entertain. Mary Radcliffe, Deputy Director for Benson Theatre, aims to nurture the artistic communities in Benson and beyond, as seen in their recent collaboration with Circle Theatre.
When you look at diversity, equity, inclusion, it's disability that is often the last outlier that's brought into the fold. But when you also look at disability, it's such an easy thing to incorporate if you do it from the start.
Circle Theatre focuses on creating a space for individuals of all abilities. Francie Lou is the executive and artistic director. Although he began his professional theater career about 25 years ago, he recalls starting to act at the age of 3.
Circle Theater is 40 years old this year, founded in 1983 by a group of 12, actually UNO graduates, who wanted to live where they worked instead of work where they lived. My work mainly focuses in directing and producing, and I have been there on staff for over a decade, and I've been serving as executive artistic director for 7 years. And we produce multidisciplinary theater, providing opportunities for individuals with disabilities not only to act on stage, but to work backstage and learn from professional craftspersons and hopefully create a path to creating theater, maybe as a career, maybe as a vocation, maybe as a hobby, however they want. So just giving them opportunities and removing real or perceived barriers in order to do that.
When it comes to inclusivity, Benson Theatre collaborations extend beyond Omaha.
Last year, had a residency at Benson Theatre with Rob Urbanati, and he works, he does a lot. He works at Queens Theatre of New York, and they have a program called Theatre for All, which is where they do plays that are either written by playwrights with disabilities and or feature characters with disabilities. And Rob is really great about authentic casting. So that is doing our best to go out in the world and find the people who align with the characters as most authentically as possible is something that he's really passionate about and brought to Benson Theatre. We had a luncheon with several leaders in the theater community last year with him about authentic casting.
Radcliffe and Silu say that more collaborations between these two organizations are on the horizon. More information about shows and educational programs at bensontheater.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.